AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. U.S. border officials are bracing for an onslaught of immigrants in South Texas as hundreds line up for processing, with a pandemic-era rule that allowed them to be turned away set to expire Thursday. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez is in Brownsville.
Officials estimate 11 to 13,000 a day may arrive along the entire southern border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott deployed nearly 600 more National Guard troops
to intercept, to repel, and to turn back migrants who are trying to enter Texas illegally.
Abbott and other top Republicans have said ending Title 42 will encourage illegal immigration.
Border agents have begun arresting migrants who've been sleeping on the streets of El Paso. We're learning more about the victims of a mass shooting at a mall near Dallas Saturday. Gina Blue lives down the street from the Mendoza family, whose sixth and fourth grade daughters were among the eight people killed.
Waited till we were out of the building to say they were shot and murdered. And his first response was, why would they shoot the children?
The shooter's internet searches showed his interest in far-right and white supremacist ideology. He was killed by police. Russia is celebrating the defeat of Nazi Germany with a parade in Red Square. With the war in Ukraine as a backdrop, things looked a little different this year. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg is in Moscow.
Less military hardware, no modern tanks. Clearly, they don't have any to spare. No military flypast. That was cancelled. And the parade was shorter than in previous years.
By the UN's count, Iran has executed more than 200 people so far this year. Correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
The UN Human Rights Office describes the number of executions as abominable and said the number is frighteningly high. On average this year, it says over 10 people are put to death each week in Iran, making it one of the world's highest executions. Executors. Many were for drug-related offenses.
Goldman Sachs is settling up in a discrimination case. The Wall Street Journal says the banks agreed to pay $215 million to a group of current and former female employees who alleged systematic discrimination against women. You may want to think twice before you lie down for an afternoon snooze. Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
According to a new study from Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, long naps can make you fat. The researchers found that extended day snoozers had a higher body mass index, waist size, higher blood pressure, and an overall prevalence of metabolic syndromes, all of which are linked to obesity, diabetes, and heart disease.
Dow futures off 120. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Let Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday.
Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints.
In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of Village Hearth buns on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best. And with several varieties to choose from, including unsliced old-fashioned, classic white or wheat, country potato, and mini sliders, the bakers of Village Hearth have the buns your family will love. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137. You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. This is Up North News Radio. Here's Pat Kreitlow.
Thank you, Don Rue, and welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio. It's Tuesday, May 9th, and coming up this hour, there's a new Secretary of State in town. Wisconsin has a new Secretary of State for the first time in more than four decades. Sarah Godlewski has already gained attention and ruffled a few feathers for her outspoken advocacy to fend off the next right-wing attack on fair elections. Some say she may be going beyond the bounds of her new role. Others say it's the kind of candor Wisconsin needs right now after Republican threats in the past and still to come to weaponize that office and threaten to overturn the will of the voters. We'll talk to State Representative Christina Shelton and Dr. Kristen Lyerly about that topic and more about protecting our elections coming up later this hour. Chad Holmes will join us as well from Bull Falls Radio to talk about his weekday afternoon show and what he's talking about in the Wausau area. A reminder that you can join us anytime in the conversation at 844-967-2789 or send us an email, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Or if you're watching the live video feed of this on Facebook, you can leave a comment underneath. And if we see it and like it, we might pop it up on screen as well so that you can share your thoughts with everybody. The Up North News newsletter comes out every weekday morning around 5 a.m. You can sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. And in the newsletter today, one of the stories is about some realtors who, along with helping provide housing for their customers, are using some of the proceeds of that to provide housing for families in need a world away on another continent. And you'll hear all about their good works. Over at UpNorthNewsWI.com, we're talking about this being National Teacher Appreciation Week. I'm going to read a couple of the stories that have come in already in just a second, but first, a reminder to you that you can tell us about your favorite teacher here on the radio. Again, you can call anytime, 844-967-2789, if we're at a good part in the show to put folks on the air. We'll put you right there to tell us all about your favorite instructor, but here's a way for you to do it on your own schedule. That studio line number, 844-967-2789, also gets text messages, which include sending photos or videos as a text message. So all you got to do is pick up your phone here like I am right now and hold that baby up and point the camera at yourself. Take a little video selfie and, you know, keep it under a minute and then send it as a text message to our studio line. And then we'll gather those. We'll play some of them on the radio. We may put some of the video clips up on an Up North News social media post. And we would love to have your thoughts on the teachers who have made a difference in your life. And that's been done already by some of the other folks on the Up North News team who've been collecting stories. And one of the stories that went up yesterday included some of those remarks that have come in. There was a 57-year-old who wrote about Ann Davis, a seventh grade English teacher at University School in Milwaukee. She's also the co-lead of the middle school's award-winning forensics team. And the writer says that Ann Davis, quote, has a great sense of humor, incredible patience, and the gift of words to usher Wisconsin's future leaders into adulthood. She embraced her love of children and working with people and turned it into a career change, starting with being a substitute teacher. There is Galen Braun, who taught several grades once at a small school in Wisconsin before moving on to other locations. Some of Braun's children pursued careers in education after watching his glowing example. There's a story here about Danielle C. Olson, who taught 6th through 8th grade special education at a middle school in Madison. The reader who nominated Olson said that she is, quote, without a doubt, holds the longest special ed teacher in the Madison district for her age group and has had a tremendous impact in her 29 years of teaching. There's Billy Joe Johnson, a 7th grade retiring teacher from Meyer Middle School in River Falls, revered for her approach to project-based learning. Johnson keeps things fun for students, regardless of what the class is learning. A reader wrote, Billy is a true student advocate who cares about each student as an individual. And again, these are things you can continue to do either by taking a little video selfie and telling us about it, use the voice memo feature on your phone, or just kick it old school. Who thought email would be called old school? And just write an email about a teacher that you think deserves a little special recognition, and then you send that to radio@upnorthnewswi.com, and we would be very happy to read that as well and share some of the details. Now, Aaron Zommers at our studio in Madison already told us last week about a couple of instructors that were, you know, near and dear to his upbringing. Any regrets after that? Did you hear from any others or have any other nominees you wanted to put in the Aaron Zommers Teacher Hall of Fame?
Well, I will make one note about one of the previous ones, is that the band director I talked about, Mr. Hoffman, is now going to be the principal of that school. That was announced a couple days after.
That's pretty cool.
And also, Miss Boley from Lincoln High School in Manitowoc, she was an English teacher who definitely... Like, I learned a whole lot about writing in that class, and she was also just a really fun person to be around. It was a good time.
That's great. And I'd mentioned earlier, and it'll be in one of our Up North News stories this week as well, about Miss Wedge, my middle school English teacher. And again, the whole reason I'm the word nerd that I am and always appreciate finding the right words to express something is because she was such a stickler for having us do that. And she didn't tolerate any of the middle school shenanigans along the way. So please send us some nice notes about your favorite teachers. We'll take a break. Jennifer Wojcicki from Weatherology should be around next to give us a very nice forecast for the middle of the week. Coming up next, you're Up North.
That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
A blend of clouds and sun today with highs around 69. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 46. Tonight, mainly clear. Temperatures reach up to 75. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Chance for scattered showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-70s Thursday, low 70s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
7 WMDX.
Here's a little inside information. That's actually my alarm every morning about 4:15. The very light chimes that go into Billy Joel's Rosalinda's Eyes. It's a very nice, gentle way to wake up. Brewers opened up a three-game home series against the Dodgers last night. Joey Weimer and Willie Adames hit three-run homers to back Freddie Peralta, who had a strong pitching performance, and the Brewers beat the Dodgers 9-3. Freddie Peralta went six innings, struck out five, and allowed just one run on three hits and issued two walks. Time for an update on the weather now. And let's go to Jennifer Vachitsky, meteorologist with Weatherology, for what looks to be something really approaching gorgeous on the meter for midweek, but you know, still some raindrops on either side of it. Jennifer, good morning. What's new?
Good morning. Yeah, well, like you said, it's kind of a decent forecast coming in, particularly here for tomorrow, but then we do have a chance for some rain showers here coming in as well. So it looks like highs in the 70s for most today, which is above average. A little cooler around Oshkosh, though, down to Waukesha and Milwaukee, lingering in the 60s today around there as a new warm front doesn't fully push through there yet. As far as cloud cover, kind of a mix of everything throughout the state today. A slight chance for some showers and storms in west central Wisconsin with cloudy skies. Sunny around Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids down to Milwaukee, and some cloud cover in south central and southwestern parts of the state, Madison to Richland Center. Sunny skies for most on Wednesday, though. Overall warmer as well with most in the 70s. Again, a little cooler right on the Michigan lakefront. Slight chance for showers and storms around Amory and Baldwin coming in. For the second half, the work week, looking at rain chances across the board both Thursday and Friday. Temperature-wise, not much of a difference from Wednesday, lingering in the mid to upper 70s. Well above average for this time of the year. Again, once again, cooler towards the Lake Michigan lakefront in the 60s still. So still pretty average around those areas. And then for the weekend, still looking at a chance for some showers lingering in with temperatures starting to cool down as the cold front begins to push through. They're primarily still at or just slightly below average for Saturday and Sunday.
All right, Jennifer, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. And coming up tomorrow, we will have Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers. This is a Tourism and Travel Appreciation Week, and the Wisconsin travel industry and tourism industries, these are multi-billion dollar affairs, and Secretary Sayers is going to tell us all about that from a tourism department standpoint. So that'll happen about 7:30 tomorrow morning. Then on Thursday morning at 7:30, our hometown health segment, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, will have as her guest Cody Groshak, who talks about the environmental health that comes from composting and his efforts in Northeast Wisconsin to encourage it there and elsewhere, because we put way too much food and related products in our landfills that don't have to go there. They can do much more good if they are being composted instead. And of course, it being Thursday, we'll be talking to our friend Joe Sapecki around 6:30 about some of the top stories. That's coming up this coming Thursday morning on Up North News Radio. Aaron, you were telling me just a bit ago, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it's through Natalie Albert of the Green Bay Press Gazette, but it's all part of the USA Today Wisconsin network. But we saw it at the Journal Sentinel website that there is still more community outrage about the band teacher at Wausau East who used racial slurs. And look, as somebody who was a music student for as long as you've been, Aaron, you know, band teachers can be a different breed. I know my wife has talked about her colorful band teachers over the years, but you know, there's a difference between being colorful and being off color. And I don't think any teacher, band teacher or otherwise, should get a pass at that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, they're a different breed. They can be pretty goofy. They can have different relationships with students than other subjects might. That sounds bad, but it's not. It's just like potentially more of a peer attitude than just an instructor, depending on the band teacher. And I've had that happen with plenty of different band instructors, and none of them called Mexican students cheech or anything like that. And this individual did, among other things.
And it came out in the latest Wausau School Board meeting. And again, Natalie Albert's story about it appeared early this morning. And here's the rub. After hearing from nearly 30 speakers, the Wausau School Board did, after an hour and a half of testimony, approve the contracts of a lengthy list of teachers for the next school year. And the band teacher from Wausau East, Robert Perkins, who, by the district's own determination, used racial and homophobic language, and in my mind, engaged in severe bullying against a student, he's on that list of teachers whose contracts have been approved for the next year. Now, after the vote, according to this story, a Wausau school board member questioned whether the board should reconsider, quote unquote, one person, given all it had heard Monday night. But the director of human resources responded that statutorily, we cannot, because there was no preliminary notice of non-renewal from a timing standpoint. So that's the legal reason why that person's name is still on the list. But I would not, under any circumstances, say that that person is out of hot water and is going to go without further consequences for what certainly appears to be racist and homophobic bullying of one particular student, and language that other students had heard, had been exposed to. It was reported multiple times. And yet the school board and administration had determined earlier, if you missed our conversations about it last week, that this teacher simply uses humor to create a fun learning environment. There is never anything humorous or fun or conducive to learning about racism, homophobia, or bullying. And at no point, I add again, has there been any flat denial or alternatives offered up by the district or by the teacher. So we are not pulling things out of thin air here. We have documented complaints from the student, from parents, and no outright denial, only an excuse. An excuse that is not holding water with a large portion of the Wausau community. I'm sure we'll have more to say with Chad Holmes from Bull Falls Radio about this as more stories came up during the school board meeting on Monday night. Again, we're going to endlessly defend and advocate for public education here and for teachers. But in order to do so, you have to be willing, able, and really want to call out the bad apples, the bad actors, whether it's just to modify a behavior or to bring about consequences for behavior that brings, you know, shame and dishonor to your profession, to your school district. And if that's the case, this is no time for making excuses. This is no time for rationalizations. This is a time for saying what is best for the students and the learning environment in the district. And while the Wausau School Board heard plenty of new information on Monday, they have yet to make a decision on something that will help the district heal the wounds that seem to have been inflicted by this instructor. This is not a story that anybody is going to allow to be swept under the rug. That's not how this is going to work. If you missed it in our last hour, a Dane County judge has ordered the Wisconsin Elections Commission to rehear a complaint filed against the fake Trump electors from December of 2020. Those fake electors, at the time when they gathered at the state capitol in Madison, said they were merely a backup plan because there had been all these rumors of election irregularities, and so they wanted to fill out paperwork to establish themselves as Trump electors just in case the results of the Wisconsin election were overturned because of voter fraud. We learned later, of course, there never was voter fraud, that this was all premeditated. This was part of a plot to overturn an American election. Now, the Wisconsin Elections Commission didn't know that at the time. The January 6th committee hadn't formed and uncovered all this information yet. So at the time, they went along with this rather flimsy excuse. A progressive firm, Law Forward, appealed to a judge saying, in part, the Wisconsin Elections Commission should hear it again, but without one of the Elections Commission members, because one of the Elections Commission members was one of the fake electors. And the Dane County judge agreed yesterday and ordered the Elections Commission to hear the case again, this time without Bob Spindell, the Republican member of the commission who was one of the fake Trump electors. And hopefully in this rehearing, those same Wisconsin Elections Commission members will look at the larger issues involved, that this was not some kind of a backup plan. This was part of a plan to undermine Wisconsin elections, to undermine the will of the voters. And there is no shame whatsoever in those Elections Commission members reversing course and saying, knowing now what we didn't know then, these fake electors were part of a larger scheme that did, in fact, run afoul of the way that we conduct elections in Wisconsin, that this was, in fact, voter fraud. They filled out a fraudulent ballot saying that these Wisconsin electors are the true electors and that Donald Trump won the vote in Wisconsin. No, they did not. And so we will be following as the Wisconsin Elections Commission listens to that case once again. Meanwhile, election officials are hoping to revive a bipartisan plan that they said is critical to rebuilding confidence in elections, but a plan that was killed last week by Republican legislators without any debate. The state's chief elections official said a new division designed to handle voters' concerns and deal with an onslaught of records requests and complaints was exactly what Wisconsin needs and is of critical importance. But the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, which of course is overwhelmingly run by Republicans, took that out of Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal for the next 2 years, along with more than 500 other ideas from the governor, without so much as a debate on the merits of any of them. This move to take out this necessary election reform is contrary to other battleground states that are taking steps to invest in trust in elections ahead of the 2024 race. Now, the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission is a Republican right now, Don Millis. And he says, I certainly hope the plan comes back. There are things we can do to improve confidence. And that's where the Inspector General's office would come in. Millis said he intended to ask lawmakers whether the plan could be revived as a bill, but the head of the Assembly Elections Committee told the Associated Press he's already looking in other directions to build trust in elections. Republican Assembly Representative Scott Krug said that lawmakers are working on plans to fund grants for elections officials instead of more staff for the statewide elections commission. Krug said, quote, I think it makes more sense for the municipalities to be in charge of their decision-making and problem-solving. He said he had not heard from any other Republican legislators trying to revive the commission's request. So we'll get more into election integrity and who is speaking out on its behalf, and whether that's the appropriate thing for that official to do when we come back. State Representative Christina Shelton and Dr. Kristen Lyerly right after this break here up north.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Texas is bracing for an onslaught as migrants line up at the border 2 days before a pandemic-era rule expires. Governor Abbott has ordered deployment of up to 10,000 National Guard troops
to intercept, to repel, and to turn back migrants who are trying to enter Texas illegally.
Photos show the gunman who killed eight people at a mall near Dallas with a large swastika and Nazi lightning bolts tattooed on his torso. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Law enforcement sources are telling CBS News that he had embraced white supremacy and right-wing extremism based on things that they're finding in his search history.
President Biden meets with congressional leaders today to try to end a stalemate on raising the debt ceiling to avoid possible default. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is their constitutional duty. Congress must act. That's what the president's going to make very clear.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC and Bat Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCandBat.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today.
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
We continue the birthday salute to Billy Joel with Modern Woman as we bring in Dr. Kristen Lierley and Green Bay Representative Christina Shelton to talk a bit of political news, specifically on election integrity and, you know, defending elections. And is it possible to go too far in defending election integrity? And specifically, we're getting at some remarks made by Wisconsin's new Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski, who's been on the program many times defending democracy, essentially, against attacks that have been made and threatened by folks on the political right. And so, Dr. Lierley, Representative Shelton, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Morning, Pat. Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, where this got going was, well, let me take a step back. This discussion about Sarah Godlewski, the Secretary of State, ruffling some feathers, actually led to my ruffling a few feathers as well. There are people that I respect immensely, some that I only know through social media. Some of them are election clerks or elected officials. And, you know, we see eye to eye probably, you know, 95 out of 100 things. But on this one, we did not. There are people who think that Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski overstepped her bounds in talking about basically saying out loud, there are things that, you know, we could maybe be helpful in making elections more transparent and, you know, fending off those attacks. And some folks said Godlewski is confusing voters and should take a step back. Representative Shelton, what was your response to what the Secretary of State had to say and the reaction to it?
Well, look, Sarah Godlewski has been instrumental in building a progressive movement here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, her leadership, both in elected office and as an organizer and as an activist, has been inspiring to so many. And she is out on the front lines talking about restoring transparency in our democracy, in our elections and campaigns, talking about things that Kristen and I and so many of us talk about all the time, which is making it easier to vote, making sure that our clerks have what they need, that the WEC is funded and has the staff needed. When I read her comments, what I saw was a woman who is continuing to fight for what's right and just. She plays an instrumental role in making sure that we strengthen our democracy. We all play a role. And I continue to champion her. And I found I found no offense personally or professionally in anything that she said.
Kristen, before getting your reaction, just to set the stage for folks that don't listen to us regularly, we're often talking to you about medical issues, but you also were a candidate for state assembly in 2020. You continue to be politically outspoken and active. You're helping recruit candidates for legislature for next year out there. This is something you're invested in the political process. So we're taking off your doctor hat for a moment and putting on you're a party hack, okay, for our purposes here. How's that?
I love Wisconsin, Pat. What can I say?
That's just it. When, you know, some of us actually disrupted our lives to defend this state. So, Kristen, your thoughts first on Sarah Godlewski's comments and the reaction to them.
Hey, you know, everything that Representative Shelton just said, I'm a fan of Sarah Godlewski. That's no secret. What she did when she took over in the treasurer's office, which is another one of those constitutional offices that has very few responsibilities, she saw an opportunity to do something more for the people of Wisconsin. And I think that's what she saw with the Secretary of State's office as well. You know, Doug LaFollette has been there for a long time as the powers of this office have dwindled and withered. And then she looked at what was happening with elections here. The Wisconsin Election Commission has been under fire. They are underfunded. They are undersupported. They need help. So I think she saw this as a way to be able to protect democracy in a state that she loves as much as I do. So I was really disappointed, actually, with the tone of that editorial.
So let's talk about that reaction for a bit. First off, quoting from a Molly Beck story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that in late March, Godlewski told Milwaukee TV station CBS 58 and the Cap Times she wanted to use her new office to help improve transparency and accountability in elections. The day after the April elections, Godlewski filmed a video in her office to thank county clerks and poll workers. About a week later, in an interview with Wisconsin Public Radio, she said she wanted her office to help local elections officials and the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which oversees state elections and provide guidance to the state's nearly 1,800 or so local election clerks. But Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator, said, quote, "It certainly was confusing to me to see that she was participating in a panel like this that she was also going to do in Chicago." And Wolf later said, "I think what we really need in elections and as election officials is for people to help ensure that the public knows that elections officials are the official source of information when it comes to elections." Mm-hmm. And Representative Shelton and Dr. Lyerly, I know there's a comment that when I posted something supportive of Sarah Godlewski's remarks, the tone that I heard back was, "We don't need to be defended. We can take care of ourselves." And I'm saying, Representative Shelton, with all the respect in the world, no, you actually do. I know you recognize the threats out there, and I think we might do well to welcome allies rather than say, you know, we don't need anything from you other than, you know, platitudes.
Yeah, look, you know, I was recently reading the opinion piece written by Mr. Don Millis, who's the WEC chair. And in his opinion piece that was in the journal Sentinel, you know, he talks about election denialism, you know, spreading of misinformation and lies. But then he sort of starts to pivot and he says, you know, look, there's these well-meaning people in our state who mean well, but, you know, they are, in fact, perhaps spreading more misinformation than the actual election deniers and the liars themselves. And, you know, to pin this on well-meaning individuals, to pin this on Sarah Godlewski, and to essentially, as he said in his article, he tells her to stay in her lane at the end of that article. It's just, it's rich. It's rich to watch that happen because, you know, we're looking at, you know, the Fox News settlement with Dominion, $787 million settlement, because Fox News was peddling these election conspiracies and lies. You know, we have the Gableman investigation. We've got, you know, going back to 2012, we have Donald Trump talking about, you know, the election being a total sham. And so to pin this on people like Sarah Godlewski, who are a part of our state, an elected office, an outspoken advocate for democracy and championing transparency in a good faith effort around our elections and campaigns. It speaks of sexism. And I don't know about you, Pat, but I've never seen a man tell a woman to stay in her lane and have that work out for him.
It really doesn't in this day and age. And to put, you know, to put a finer point on this or a sharper point, again, to open myself up for criticism here, but those comments from Megan Wolf, who is the administrator of the Elections Commission, I don't think anybody could have done a more admirable job in that role than Megan Wolf. But two things. One, her term is going to be ending soon, and we don't know what's happening when her term ends at this point. If she's going to be up again, if Republicans are going to block, you know, any new appointment that comes in or what have you. So that's the one point, is that her term is coming to an end. The second point, and again, with all the respect in the world, but you and I, and it feels like about six other people, know who Megan Wolf is. So the whole notion that Sarah Godlewski can somehow confuse people, as opposed to being seen as a very public advocate for protecting our elections, I think I know which side of the fence I come down on, Kristen.
Democracy is a team sport. And in a situation like we are dealing with here in Wisconsin with our voting, which is, you know, obviously under fire, we are one of the hardest states to vote in the country. I think we're ranked like number 47 because of all of the restrictive voting laws. So really, everything you said about Megan Wolf, like, yes, she has been critical and the work that they have done has been so important, but we need more. We obviously need more. We need better. We need help. And this is that opportunity that I think Sarah saw a place where she could fit in and she could be part of that, like a cheerleader almost, you know, somebody who could bring some of this information to the public, help them understand, show what the clerks were doing, just really use her office to do some positive things and to ensure that Wisconsinites had more access to be able to vote and do it in a secure and positive way. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like I said earlier, democracy is a team sport. Let's get on board.
It's almost, and I apologize for folks who think that this expression is getting tired and should be, you know, we should move on to something else. But I'm going to use the good cop, bad cop analogy. Tony Evers has to play the role of, you know, positive, hey, let's work together, folks. To have another elected official, and not the attorney general, because he gets involved in these legal cases, but to have another Democratic official essentially play bad cop and say in so many words, we're watching you. We have seen what you've tried to do before. We know what you're capable of doing again. Representative Shelton, I don't see that's not a bad role for an official to take.
Absolutely. I mean, 100%. We, as Kristen said, it's a team sport. We all play a role. And as an elected official, I get asked all sorts of questions that might be sort of outside of the traditional role of my work in the legislature. But I still speak out about things that I know my constituents care about and that I know the state of Wisconsin is fighting for. So that's what we see here with Sarah Godlewski. Again, look, you know, what she talked about really was about strengthening our democracy. She talked about transparency. She talked about public and private partnerships. She talked about making sure that, you know, that clerks have what they need. And so to have another voice, another advocate is exactly what we need. You know, we continue to see these election deniers and the spreaders of misinformation. It's not going away. And so we need more people to be louder and more vocal and to say, look, there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud, that, you know, things like, you know, I think the WEC asked for, you know, 10 new staff in their budget. You know, they're looking for additional funding for local clerks. I worked my local election in the April election. I worked a 15-hour day to see what people go through every day to make sure that our elections run smoothly and with transparency is important. And I support Sarah. You know, she's in a tough spot here. But again, to tell a woman that she should stay in her lane and that she shouldn't have a voice on something that matters most to all of us, it just feels wrong.
And it also serves as a diversion from a larger issue that you started to hint at there, and that is that there actually is a bipartisan plan from the Wisconsin Elections Commission to do more to improve confidence in elections, to do more to handle the deluge of records requests and other things that come in. And yet that plan was one of the many things Republicans pulled out of Governor Evers' budget request. And right now there does not appear to be an indication, Representative Shelton, that bipartisan plan is going to be taken up by Republicans as a separate bill.
Yeah, look, when people tell you who they are, we need to believe them. And so, you know, Republicans in Wisconsin can talk about how they want to champion free and fair and transparent elections, but their actions speak louder than their words. And taking this out of JFC and joint finance and out of the budget tells us who they are. You know, we continue to see this with other provisions, you know, like removing mental health funding, you know, removing the Healthy School Meals for All bill. I mean, there's just a number of things that people overwhelmingly want to see happen. We've been begging for childcare and paid family medical leave. And so they continue to say one thing and then do another. And the Wisconsin people are onto them. And, you know, Pat, I have to say, I think their time is coming to a close here in the majority in the state legislature. And I think they know it.
And perhaps for reasons like last year, let's not forget how many of them actually advocated to abolish the Wisconsin Elections Commission. They didn't have to say in so many words, we're going to, you know, beef up the Secretary of State's office and give it the power to overturn elections. But plenty of people outside of Wisconsin talked about that, and there's no reason not to connect those dots. So I want to thank you, Representative Shelton, so much for coming up on rather late notice and talking to us about that. And Kristen, you're back Thursday with Hometown Health, and apparently we're just going to talk garbage with you.
It's not garbage, Pat. It's compost.
Composting. Yes. That thing that Christina creates in the Capitol in Madison that I create on the radio every day. We put this compost out and other things grow from what we produce, right?
Oh, something, Pat, like that. You have so much to learn, and you're going to learn a lot on Thursday.
Looking forward to it. All right. Kristen Lyerly, Christina Shelton, thank you again so much. Good to talk to you both this morning. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to Chad Holmes from Bull Falls Radio, and we're going to get into the story we heard about at the top of this hour, that the teacher in Wausau East was on a list of teachers whose contracts were approved for next year, despite some racist and homophobic bullying. We'll be back.
That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
Let Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6-inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 69. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 46. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow, highs level off around 75. Mid-70s Thursday and Friday, with scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
WMDX.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air.
And did we find the right theme for Chad Holmes or what? Going up to Bull Falls Radio in Madison, in Wausau now, where you can hear him weekdays from 2 to 4 if he's not getting rained on at a baseball or a softball diamond someplace. Chad, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. Doing well.
All right. Straddling the news and sports universes, we're going to start with the news first and the updated article that we had seen at the start of the hour that, again, was put together by Natalie Eilbert from the Green Bay Press Gazette, also seen in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The headline: outrage overflows at school board meeting over Wausau East band teacher who used racial slurs. And I add yet again, that headline is correct. The word allegedly is not in there. There is no denial that the language that was used was, how did we say it last week? It caused unease. And yet, yeah, despite another hour and a half of testimony from people on Monday night, the teacher's name is still on a list of those whose contracts were approved for the next year. Although I would imagine this is not the end of the matter, Chad.
No, I don't think so. And I know that at the end of the meeting last night, they went into closed session to speak of a topic that sounds a whole lot like this with attorneys. And I think with the Department of Public Instruction getting involved in it last week as well, that by far this is not over. And also, it's a little bit of a pattern when you go back to the way things occurred with the consolidation plan as well. It's almost as though they decide to make a decision and then basically put the accelerator down and just hope to drive through the barriers to get to the other end. And I think in some ways for the consolidation plan, it's working that they're continuing along that road. But I don't think in this situation it's going to work, because there's just way too much anger. There's way too much pushback. There's way too much evidence. And, you know, if you read the release that they sent out announcing, well, here are the findings and here's what we're going to do. And when you read if you just stop after the findings, and then you say, well, what can we do in this situation? There is the most lenient thing you can do and the most unlenient thing you can do, the most punitive thing you can do. I think at the one end is fire the teacher. And right, then at the other end, I would think the most lenient thing you could do is suspend, ask them to take some sort of courses in order to change their behavior. But the idea that, okay, we have this list of all these things that occurred, and, well, we're going to let you go right back. Yeah. It made no sense. It makes no sense. And I can see why many people, it's not just the Asian American community, it's the community at large that is not happy with the way that this has been moving forward.
Well, no, and nor should they be, you know, because again, this is, what do they always say? It's never the wrong time to do the right thing. It's never too late to do the right thing. And people certainly have a sense that this appears to be, if not sweeping something under the rug, then certainly minimizing the damage. And look, if there's one thing that gets white conservatives, if you want to see them get rankled, use this word, privileged. But once again, it's coming from that point of privilege that there is no name that you can get called as a white person who is in charge of something that's going to make you feel nearly as humiliated and small as some of the words that can be hurled against racial minorities and people who are LGBTQ and whatnot. And to not have the empathy to put yourself in those students' positions and say, is this the best environment possible for learning? If instead, if by chance they're going with this defense of, well, we're not here to be politically correct and we're not here to be woke and so forth, that's not going to turn out well for you in the end, I don't think.
No, and I don't understand Superintendent Dr. Keith Hiltz, even last night and over the last couple of weeks, refusing to comment on this, refusing to say, okay, this is what you believe. You believe this teacher should return to the classroom. Our investigation showed this, 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 and this is why we should do it. The only thing I saw is that he said, well, there were some people that would have liked to have come and spoke in favor of the band teacher, but they couldn't make it last night. Well, all those folks that spoke last night could make it. I don't want to hear about the people that couldn't make it. If that's the only thing he has to say, there is a major issue right now.
And the issue, again, that we mentioned last week, too, is that you can be well-regarded. You can be well-liked. You can be a good family person and still be a racist. You can still be a bully. You can still be a homophobe. You can still be all kinds of things and still have people like what they see of you, whether it's between 9 and 5 or, you know, after hours when you're away from wherever you're doing something terrible. And so the defense that, you know, he's been nice to me. Well, until I hear that from some other people who are in the same position of the student that was bullied, then I'm going to put a little bit more stock in that opinion. But until then, like you said, you have to look at the evidence that's in front of you. And there just hasn't been a denial of that. And I appreciate being able to talk about the background of it with you. On lighter notes, it is still spring sports season. Hopefully you're not getting rained on too often. You're getting now some beautiful days to be talking baseball, softball, track, and things like that, I hope.
Well, not yesterday. I was sitting in the rain with my umbrella out.
I'm trying to be forward looking here. I'm projecting my hope for you.
I'm looking outside my window here and it's cold and overcast. No, it's all good. I mean, I know it's going to turn. It's what, May the 9th. Eventually it's going to turn. I mean, it's going to happen, but it's a fun time of year. It's always fun. I want to mention, speaking of area sports, today on my program, I'm having a visit from a young man named Brady Cleveland. He is a former Wausau West hockey player. After a sophomore year, he left to play on the United States National Developmental Team. He was a member of the U18 World Championship team. They just won a world championship, a gold medal over in Switzerland just over a week ago. And he's back in central Wisconsin. He's stopping by later today. Going to talk about that, talk about heading to Wisconsin to play hockey coming up this coming fall, and just talk about his experiences in Europe and what he's been able to accomplish. So it should be fun to tune into a young man who's done a lot of great things from Wausau West.
That's great. And one professional thing, I don't think we've spoken. I think Coach Bud was fired by the Bucks since our last visit. What do you think?
I think it sucks.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I am so tired of everybody seems to think there's this perfect coach out there. They can nitpick. The guy had the best record in the NBA for 5 years, won a championship. I guess, you know, again, I get tired of the whiners about the Packers have only won 2 Super Bowls in the last 35 years. Stop it.
The record speaks for itself.
Yes. I mean, I'm so tired of this, the firing of a guy from everything I've heard is a good guy. Done a good job as coach. Well, we're going to fire him because there's some magical coach out there that's going to take him to the next level. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, good luck with the magic. Chad Holmes, Bull Falls Radio, 2 to 4 weekday afternoons. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too.
And we want to thank all of you for being part of our show as well. Enjoy your Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Do you dread going to work every day? Want a career where you are appreciated?
Why not build with the best in the business? Operative Plasters and Cement Masons Local 599 can do this for you. You'll receive very high starting wages and full benefits on top of that. If you're a skilled or entry-level worker looking to cement your lifestyle with a solid career, or if you just want to be happy at work, call 414-354-0599. That's 414-354-0599. Cement your lifestyle with Operative Plasters and Cement Masons Local 599, 414-354-0599.
El local 599 de los Operated Plasters and Cement Masons en Milwaukee te trae la oportunidad de trabajar con lo mejor de lo mejor en el sector. Altos salarios iniciales y beneficios completos para cimentar tu estilo de vida con una carrera extraordinaria. Llámanos al 414-354-0599. Apúntalo, 414-354-0599.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.